Well, you know, this past year was a very stressful time, to say the least, for all of us, as the COVID-19 pandemic quickly morphed into an economic challenge for almost all of us. Unplanned changes in finances and work led many to worry about saving for the future. Now, as Americans prepare to file taxes, possibly look for work, or perhaps get another stimulus check, interest in making the most of your money during a tough financial time has surged. Consumers can be smart and boost their long-term financial health by learning more about investing in mutual funds or ETFs, and may be able to cut their tax bills by using an individual retirement account. And joining us now to break it all down is Sarah Holden, the Senior Director of Retirement and Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Oh, Bill, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, tell us about the Investment Company Institute, or ICI.
So ICI is the leading trade association globally for the regulated fund industry. So that includes mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. And our members manage total assets of more than $38 trillion globally, helping hundreds of millions of investors meet their financial goals, like saving for a home, saving for retirement, saving for their children's education.
Well, Sarah, we have a little bit more time to do some planning this year for our taxes, because tax day has been moved a month later to May 17th of this year. So with that in mind, what is the best way to save on taxes after all we've been through this year?
Yeah, so when COVID hit the United States last year, you know, the stock market fell and then largely recovered over the remainder of the year. But many people found themselves, as you mentioned, with changing employment situations. And so they may have switched jobs. They may no longer have a 401k. They may find themselves wanting to open up an individual retirement account. And the great news there is that with an IRA, because of this extended tax filing deadline, you actually have until mid-May to figure this all out. And if you're able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, you could actually reduce last year's taxes, because up until tax filing day, you can count that contribution as if it occurred last year.
How good are IRAs as far as investments are concerned?
IRAs are a great tool for investing. First and most importantly, they offer tax advantages. So whether you do the traditional IRA, where you get a deduction on the contribution, so you save tax money right up front, once the money is invested in the IRA and you can invest in mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or other stocks and bonds, really a world of investing is open to you in the IRA. But while the money stays in the account, it compounds and grows tax-free, and it's not until you get to retirement and take the money out that you pay taxes with the traditional IRA. The other way to go is the Roth IRA, where you don't get the tax break up front, so it is an after-tax contribution, but you end up with that same great tax-free compounding while in the account. And when you get to retirement with the Roth, you take the money out tax-free because you already paid the taxes up front. So we find many young people like the Roth because they're early in their career, their tax rate right now is low because they're just starting out, and it makes sense for them to take advantage of that Roth tax treatment.
So even the growth portion, Sarah, the totality of that Roth investment comes out tax-free?
Yes. Yeah, so with the Roth, you pay the taxes before you put the money in, so it's an after-tax contribution. Once the money is in the account, it compounds and grows. So all of those earnings and dividends and capital gains just keep growing in the account. And when you get to retirement, if you take out according to the rules, it comes out tax-free.
Wow, that's excellent. What should people consider if they're investing in the long term, like the stock market, for example?
So really the best thing to do is to diversify. So you want to be sure that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. And a great way to do that is through mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, because with funds, you get a professional investment manager who will make all the hard decisions on when to buy and sell all the various securities. It'll be a diversified portfolio investing in stocks in the U.S., maybe international stocks, bonds, all sorts of various investments so that you really spread the money out. And it's a cost-effective way to invest because you're able to get into a fund and they're able to pool everybody's money together to make all those investments. So in terms of thinking of a long-term strategy, saving little, saving often, taking advantage of compounding, and going for a diversified portfolio really serves most people well.
You know, I found it quite interesting, even with my peers, with these stimulus checks that have been going out, some being in a quandary as to what to do with this money, everything from buying new golf clubs to maybe putting it in investments, you know, and maybe it's just because of the times we're in and maybe it's the pandemic effect. But what advice would you give to consumers who want to spend or invest their stimulus check wisely?
So if you find yourself wanting to take that step toward investing, really the best thing to do is to look for a diversified portfolio. And so you need to ask yourself if you're a do-it-yourself investor, in which case you could go directly to a mutual fund company or directly to an online broker, and then you could pick out all the investments yourself, all the funds or ETFs. On the other hand, many folks find that they want a bit of help in choosing which fund to invest in, and so they may go to a full-service broker or a financial advisor to help them figure out which would be the best portfolio to put together for them. But no matter which way you're going, the thing to do is to realize that a little bit that you put aside now really grows to be something significant later for those important financial goals. And your future self will thank you for having put it aside.
Exactly. Are you finding that people are more prone to saving right now because of all that we went through, you know, with this pandemic?
So we found that we do surveys of defined contribution or 401k plan participants, and people really stuck to their guns in terms of little by little, paycheck by paycheck, saving for retirement. I think other folks may have found themselves, whereas we couldn't go out as much, ending up saving a bit that way. Although there were some folks who were, you know, hit by unemployment, in which case their savings did suffer. But these are the rocks in the road that you hit along the way, and, you know, just try to get back on track and, you know, open up that IRA, contribute to that IRA. You might be able to reduce last year's taxes, but you'll be able to take advantage of those great tax advantages going forward.
Exactly. She's a senior director of retirement and investor research for the investment company Institute. Sarah Holden is with us and bringing us up to date and giving us some great ideas and some considerations. After all, with tax day coming up a little bit later than previously, these are some good ideas, and you may want to alter maybe some of the decisions that you made or things that you want to share with your tax planner. Let's talk about the recent research on long-term savings goals. What were you able to find out?
Well, when we survey households, we find that there's really a life cycle to savings. So early on, you're saving for education or a home, and then later you're focused more on retirement. But no matter where you are in that life cycle, the important thing is to just put that little bit aside out of each paycheck so that you can grow and compound it in a long-term investment that will really grow to something significant to help with those financial goals.
Well, Sarah, we mentioned tax days moved to May the 17th this year. Why did they do that, and how will that affect our taxes?
I think they just recognized with all that has happened, people have got so much to sort out in terms of new jobs, possibly stimulus checks, unemployment checks, just all sorts of changing situations because of last year. And they wanted to give us more time to figure out the best way to manage through this. And as we've mentioned, it's really great news in terms of researching and figuring out whether or not to make a contribution to an IRA, because the IRA can really help you going forward. At this point, 48 million U.S. households already have IRAs with $12 trillion in them. So it really is a powerful savings tool.
That's great advice. Sarah Holden, Senior Director of Retirement Investor Research for the Investment Company Institute. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us. Great information. Appreciate it.